Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Thank you.
Muhammad Radio Live. You are in tuned to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Great. All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. Get up for Didi. Welcome to the show.
All right.
We're doing good. I like that right there. All right. All the way live from Delaware, Newark, Delaware. All right. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, now, good evening. How y'all doing?
Oh, hi.
Hey, humdrum.
Hey, I left the gate open.
Welcome.
How y'all doing?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, man.
Hey, everybody. What's going on, Angels? What's cracking this hump day, Wednesday?
Much humping going on.
What? Ain't no humping going on. We had that conversation Monday night, didn't we?
I know.
Then
Wednesday, ain't no humping going on.
I'm painting
these walls, though.
Look, I painted last night with one arm. Yes.
That's what's good. It's Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. It is a hump day, although ain't no humping going on for Didi. But hey, what would happen, Ms. Willingham, if you walked in on your spouse or loved one humping somebody else? What would you do?
Well, you know what? I've been pondering over that for real, because I'm not a liar. I'm a very real person. And, you know, I've got this thinking. If it was another woman he was in bed with, I probably would walk out. Depending on where I was financially, I determined what my decisions would be.
Right.
Honestly. Because I'm going to be a real woman, you know what I'm saying? I think no one should be cheated on. I don't think no one deserves it. It's very disrespectful. However, I do find that it's more common than not. And I'm not like, oh, my God, he cheated on me. I can't ever be with him again. I'm not that kind of woman. You know what I mean? I guess I would have to weigh the pros and cons of what was going on with my marriage and whether, you know, something I could get over or not get over. Now, if he was in the bed with a man, honey, I'm trying to tell you, it would be over like yesterday. I don't care what the financial decision is. That's not right. We're not doing nothing like that, okay?
So love doesn't conquer all?
Hell no. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Love does not conquer him being in the bed with a schlong. It does not. No.
You said with a schlong. Yes, she did.
With a schlong.
Really?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was that? With a what? I was saying with a straw.
No.
No, with a schlong.
Schlong.
A big sausage. No.
Another word for penis.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, because I had no idea what the hell she had just said. So thanks for educating me.
So we have, so cunnilingus and what's this one? Schlong.
Schlong.
Yes.
Schlong and cunnilingus. We educate them on this show here, folks. Hey, if you just tuned into the show, it's Wednesday, December the 1st, 2010. The topic is, if you walked in on your loved one in the bed with somebody else, what would you do? Moreover, what if it was someone of the same sex? Does love conquer all, or does it not? Tell us what you think. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. OD in the building. What's cracking?
Ah, what's good, my dude? How y'all
I'm rolling.
What's up, OD?
I'm rolling.
How y'all doing, man? I'm chilling. You know, I just wanted to call y'all because I'm packing. I'm about to be out of town in a minute. You know what I mean? Right. And I'm going to be out in the wilderness. They got me out of the woods this weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, have fun. Right. That's sweet.
It ain't no, ain't no fun. Whenever it's below 50 degrees outside, it ain't never fun. That's the stuff you got.
But you'll get good sleep, though.
She said, get some good what?
You'll get some good. Every time we went to the woods, and when I was in the Army, every time we went to the woods, I got good sleep because it got dark inside the woods first.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep if it's wilderness out there. Things with four legs, I ain't gonna be able to sleep too good. And then I'm in the Marines, so you know they try to be extra gung ho. You know how we are. They got us up walking around all night and digging holes and stuff. No, man. Ain't nobody got time for it. Don't they took me out of my situation, and I thank them for it, and I love them for that. Because who knows where I would be if I hadn't joined. But I didn't mind. I ain't signed up to be out there living with no bears and stuff now. You know what I mean?
What?
I ain't out there with no bears, you know what I mean? How that's going to look? I got mauled by a bear. They're going to be like, he was tripping. You know, cut my finger. He was tripping. He don't damn way. He don't goddamn way. He should have been out there with no damn bears. What he looking
at? OD, the topic tonight, if you walked in on your spouse or loved one in the bed with somebody else, what would you do?
With my spouse? I ain't even gonna lie, I would catch a charge. I ain't even gonna lie. But the only thing I'm pondering is if I would fuck my, if I would mess my spouse up. I would leave. I ain't gonna say I would leave independent. Cause you see, we men though, you know what I mean? So we got pride, you know what I'm saying? So ain't no leaving. I'm gonna beat the brakes off whoever she in the bed with. But if it's a girl, we can work it out, you know what I'm saying? We can work it out. We can work it out. I understand. I would just call her selfie. I say we need more. I would blame it on me if it was another female. I would say because I'm lacking on communication with you. You know what I'm saying? You should feel comfortable enough to come and tell me stuff like we can share this. You know what I'm saying? That's real. We can share something like that. I don't judge you. I wouldn't judge you not one bit. But if you were another. I'm the type of dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't care about you, I don't care about you. But if I care about you, I care about you. Meaning, like, I live off of principles. That's how I was raised. Like, for instance, the female's going to ask me. I can have male friends, right? I'm like, yeah, of course you can have male friends. But can I have female friends? She said, what's that mean? She said, no. She paused. She hesitated. You know what I'm saying? Because with my female friend, I'm going to hit him. I don't got the I told her straight like that, I ain't never had no girlfriend until I met you. She said, why? I said, because they all done been friends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I could go back to that. You know what I'm saying? I could go back to having a straight friend. And I just went off a topic like a mug. But I've been drinking that Hennessy, though. So it's going to be like that.
The weekend. Yeah.
But it's going to be like that for a little bit until I finish packing my clothes and get on this. You know I'm dragging, too, man. I'm dragging packing these clothes, man. I don't want to be on this bus, man. No lie. But it's funny, though, because last time I was on a bus, it was a dude on there who actually caught his female with another dude. And he ain't had nothing. He just went and hopped on a Greyhound and left. But the whole trip, he was calling, cussing around and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't have been me. Because, you see, I would have been calling, but I would have been in a cell somewhere. Like, why'd you make me do that? You knew I was going to act crazy. You knew I was going to act crazy and I walked in and seen you doing something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's
wow. But, OD, why are you going to beat that dude up? Dude didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl's problem. Why are you going to take out on that dude?
No, because I can't hit her. I can't hit her. That equals 6 months. A punch in the face equals 6 months, and I ain't trying to do that.
Wow.
I'm gonna wear him out though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna wear him out. If I pay the bill, if I pay the rent, oh no, and after I finish wearing him out, she gonna leave with him if I'm paying the rent. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. Free like that.
Folks,
and you know how I'm gonna treat her? You know how I'm gonna treat her? I'm gonna treat her how my mama used to treat me. You know how I used to be little and you talk about I'm running away. You ain't take, okay, you running away. Everything you bought, that's what you leave with. But what you ain't buy, you leave in this house. You know what I'm saying? So what she gonna leave with is this clothes she got on her back. And if I catch her in the bed, she ain't got nothing on her back. So she leaving right out the door right with him, straight like that. That's how I see it. I ain't lying.
Straight like that. He ain't lying. We'll be right back.
PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. PM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Coming to get these people out my house, you know. If it was another man, I'd probably start laughing, and not out of laughing because, you know, like I don't know, to embarrass them, but like really, what did you wait for? You knew you liked men before now. Why you couldn't say something? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, talk to me. We don't have to even go this far. You know what I'm saying? Because people are playing with people's lives at that point. Because not only are you playing with my life by sleeping with another woman, you're playing with my life by sleeping with another man. And it's right. Like disregard. It comes down to a respect thing. It's like a whole bunch of emotions are tied into that. But I do want to share this quick story with you guys. Remember how my aunt came on Elder Henrietta Trotter with the book Divine Interventions?
Right.
Now, I know that there is a story in there. About is someone in the family that this years ago, they found their mate in the house with another man. They were supposed to have been, like, at work or whatever. They came home early and found their wife in the bed with another man. Well, long story short is that the man jumped out of the window and got shot in the back. He's paralyzed. And the woman was tied to a tree, and the children were brought outside, and she was shot in front of the children.
What? That's a real story?
Yes. This is a true story. Serious. The woman was shot in front of her children. The children covered her body, and then that pretty much, that was the end of that. He never did any jail time or any of that because he didn't leave the house. He reacted right then. He shot the man, paralyzed him, and then killed the woman. He didn't leave or anything, and he waited for the police. But true story.
Wow.
Crime of passion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. OD, big up, man. Thanks for checking in. Oh, you got to rock.
Yeah, I got a great deal, man. I just like to holler at everybody, you know what I mean? Tell them to keep a sane mind. If they ever catch their spouses cheating, you know what I'm saying? Don't hit the woman, fellas. Don't hit her. That's 6 months. And if you did it twice, you're going away for the long ride, boss. You're going upstate. Don't do it. But you could beat that dude. But whip that nigga, though. That's what I advise you to do. You could whip that nigga. That's what you best to do. You know what I mean? Like I say,
go on, OD.
I'll let her about it. And I'm about to get out of here. And I'm about to stumble all the way to the bus ride. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been drinking a Henny. Matter of fact, I'm about to put it in my soda bottle. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, Lord. Don't tell anybody what you're doing, crazy.
I like to thank the angels. I like to holler at you. And you know what it is. That's what it is. Follow me on Twitter at OD Music. You dig.
We can dig it. That's our celebrity friend right there, the one and only OD, live out of VA tonight. Safe travels, my friend, as he head off to the reserves, sipping on some Henny out of his soda bottle.
Okay.
wow.
Hey, Kilo, that's an unbelievable story right there. So the dude was shot in the back. The woman was killed all over a moment of pleasure.
Yeah, all over a moment of pleasure. And the thing is, how long had that been going on prior to that, you know? But, you know, it's like how the man reacted that way and didn't get any time, though. He got no time at all. Not a damn day. He turned
his back to himself. I can understand how maybe he didn't get time for shooting a guy in the back because he was in the house. And maybe he responded out of, you know, desperation, or maybe he said he thought his wife was being robbed or something. Yeah,
well,
she was being robbed.
The door was blocked by a dresser. They had actually blocked the door with a dresser or whatever. That's how the guy got out the window.
Wow. But I don't understand how he got away with killing her, though. I don't get that.
You know what? I'm thinking, honestly, it was a crime of passion because I remember, okay, like when I first took law some years ago, that was one of the first things I learned was, like, you know, if you kill someone, like if you walk in a situation like that, had he had a cooling off point, then, yeah, he would have went straight to hell. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't. He reacted. He didn't even take enough time to gather his senses together. So he acted purely off emotion. And that
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it is real. That's real. Right. Folks, it's Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. It's hump day in the city. It's 10:27 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 7:27 in San Diego, California. Next topic, what would you do if you walked in on your spouse or loved one in the bed with somebody else? Moreover, what if it was the same sex interaction? Does love conquer all? Tell us what you think. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's hump day in the city. CM Hammer Radio Live, spinning new music first. Area code 757, last four digits, 9575. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Does love conquer all?
Well, you know, love can conquer all in some situations. I mean, if you take into consideration, you know, if you walk home and, let's say me, for instance, I come home and I see my wife in bed with another woman, I might be inclined to strip down and get in.
But you weren't invited in the party in the first place. So how are you just going to join the party?
I mean, y'all sitting there in my bedroom. I could be pulling out my pistol right now, or I could pull out my weapon.
Wow. Okay.
It was option two.
I'm going back and doing number two.
Do you want my nine or my slong? Okay, yes.
Yeah, I'll take a slong.
But what if it's another man, though? Then was cracking.
It's another man? What? On the other hand, I might be forced to leave or wild out. I don't know. I haven't been put in that situation. I know what I would do if I saw same sex going on. I'd get excited. But on the other hand, nah. I'm not feeling that movement. I can't quite understand what's happening right here, right now.
What part of the game is that?
it's a touchy situation. Folks, today is World AIDS Day. And, you know, I think this is an interesting topic, but, you know, the whole fact that, you know, cheating and those type of behaviors, unprotected, leads to HIV, which ultimately leads to AIDS. And, folks, we got to be more conscious of our sexual activities. You got to make sure that you protect yourself, like, hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Things happen. You know, sometimes things happen, but we shouldn't perpetuate or practice things that's going to put us in jeopardy health-wise. Again, World AIDS Day today, Wednesday, December 1st. 917-889-3926. James doesn't quite know what he'll do if he walked in on his girl with a woman, I mean with a man, but he'll try to join if he walked in on a woman with his woman.
I think, hold on, didn't you even say yourself, if you walked in and there was a woman in the bed, you were like, why didn't we talk about this?
Yeah. See, for me, you know, I'm a little upset. I think it's some hate in the game. I'm jealous right now. You know, how the hell is it going down and I'm not
and you
getting
knew
a
nothing.
Invite? Yeah.
And you,
even
your wife, that's a jump off, but your wife.
My wife.
Your wife.
My wife. You see, because I'm the type of, you know, dude, I'm a little on the freaky side. See, I might have suggested something like that, and she told me no. So if you told me no, you know, and then I turned around and you did it yourself, what the hell is happening?
Maybe she wanted to test it out first to see, you know what I'm saying, make sure you were like the girl.
It is not going down. Up next, we got finance coming live out of Newark, Delaware with Toya. We'll be right back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. In the dark of the parking lot.
What you said if you were doing in the back of the parking lot. In the back of the parking lot.
WHAC TM Hama Radio Live, my man B. Slade, the parking lot. We have our finance segment coming to you live from Delaware, brought to you by www.ciora.com, all the way live from Newark. She brings us finance. It's Toya.
Good evening. Right now, everybody is pretty much doing their holiday shopping for the Christmas season, and people are actually spend the money that you don't need to spend on yourself. So just a note on a few things you can buy after the Christmas holiday that can actually save you a few dollars. For those people who like to be in the kitchen, like to cook and bake, it's known that bacon ingredients are actually on sale after the Christmas holiday. We all know people like to get together and bake cookies, cakes, pies, all types of snacks and goodies. So the supermarkets and discount stores load up on bacon supplies to meet the shopper's demand. And then after the fact, when people don't want gingerbread men anymore and things of that sort, there's no need for them. So all of those goods go on sale. I mean, so if you can, you know, if you're someone who likes to be in the kitchen and you like to bake, it's a good idea to try to take advantage of the sales after the Christmas season. You can stock up on things like chocolate, spices, flour, sugar, all types of basics. Now, you may get green or red chocolate. So, I mean, it's not a big deal if you don't mind the color, as long as you're saving a few dollars. So just keep that in mind. Electronics. The first week of January is actually the annual International Consumer Electronics Show, and that's where most of the companies roll out their new models of computers and cameras, cell phones, printers, and all of those types of electronics. So if you're looking to purchase any type of electronics and you don't care whether it's the latest model, you may want to wait until after the Christmas holiday season to purchase the quote-unquote old model electronic, which will usually be available, like I said, in the first, second week of January, and it'll be a lot less expensive than even during the Christmas season when they're running a lot of sales. Another thing you can be on the lookout for are winter clothes and accessories. We all know that really they're actually starting to put things out for spring as far as fashion is concerned. So there won't be a shortage of any types of discounts in the department stores or clothing retailers when it comes to things like hats and scarves, boots, winter coats, even wool socks. So, you know, if you want to invest wisely, you may want to try to spend money on non-trendy items that will last you another few years. If you can just hold out for after Christmas, a lot of things go on sale, especially on winter clothing accessories. Refurbished goods, a lot of stores will have refurbished bins where returned appliances and gadgets will be an additional 10 to 20% off just because the box has been opened and the person who received the gift does not want it. So you can save additional money on refurbished goods. Just a note of caution, only buy refurbished items from reputable dealers and that actually offer a manufacturer's warranty. Places like Sony, Dell, Amazon.com, KitchenAid, Apple, they usually sell refurbished items, and they also offer a manufacturer's warranty with it. Holiday cards, wrapping paper, ornaments, why not take the time to stock up for next season? You could do so by saving up to 75 to 80% off of what the standard cost is. If you're one of those people who doesn't mind getting up early in the morning, the day after Christmas and hitting a Walmart or Target or Kmart, you can get items for, you know, like I said, up to 75 to 80% off, sometimes 90% off of the regular cost. So just keep that in mind. And last but not least, calendars. I'm the one who will go to the dollar store to buy calendars, but some people like the more expensive types of calendars that you can get at places like Borders and Barnes & Noble, something that's a little more stylish, I guess you could say. So if you can wait just a few extra days to get organized, you can get the really nice calendars at the Borders and Barnes & Noble when they have their sale the first week of January, where you can get, like, buy one, get one free, or all calendars on sale for a dollar. So just keep that in mind. Just a few things. If you're purchasing for yourself, you don't have to get them now. If you can wait a few weeks until after holiday season, some of those items you can save a significant amount of money on if you just hold out for just a little while.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Sex on My Money, John Brown featuring Gucci Mane. This evening we've been talking about what would you do if you walked in on your spouse or significant other with someone else in bed, even more so in bed with the same sex. And see, Dee Dee said she's not sure what she would do. It was based on finances. And if it was same sex, she'd definitely leave, regardless of finances. Lilo said she had to step back for a minute. Now, Terrence, you said that if it was a woman, you'd be okay with that. But what would you do if you walked in and your girl was in the bed with another man?
I'm not saying I'd be okay with it. You know,
oh, no,
I
but
mean,
that's what you said.
I think I'd have a different perspective on it. I'd be a little jealous, you know, more so than upset. You know what I'm saying? I'd be a little jealous specifically if I've already suggested something like that and then it didn't go down, and now I'm at work and it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Something's wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if it was, yo, I mean, berserk, bonkers. Because for me, you know, it's like, yo, it's mine. I'm really territorial when it comes to my stuff.
Right.
So, you know, when it comes to my stuff, I got a problem. But at the end of the day, I ain't wilding out like OD. I ain't going to jail. I'm very conscious, you know, of my actions. For every action, there's a reaction. You know, I'm not quite sure what I'd do if I walked in on that, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking I'd have control, but at the same time, I'm thinking maybe I'll black out like OJ.
Whatever happens,
and then I'll plead the fifth. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know why it's so bloody in here. I don't know what happened.
I don't know who here that is to the wall. Right.
But, you know, people talk about what they would do, but no one knows what they would really do in the situation until you're actually in the situation.
Right. I mean, like, it's a betrayal. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, I guess it depends, because, you know, like, every person you're in a relationship with, you don't treat the same. You know what I'm saying? It's like one person, you may have like a lot of trust, and so that may be a betrayal. You know, that may be like something that feels like a knife stuck in your chest if you feel betrayed. But if it's someone you didn't trust in the first place, you know, would you really be shocked? You know, would you just be really reacting off emotion? Or just like, how could you do this to me? You know, it's
right.
Like,
Let's bring James back. I'm sorry. See, let's bring James back into this conversation. James, you still there with us? Okay, maybe not. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
He's still there. He's on mute, I think.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, he is still there. Okay. So, James, you know that you're part of the conversation. Go ahead, CeeLo. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it depends on what emotions are involved or what's involved, like how Dee Dee was saying, you know, monetarily. Okay, because that breaks down your household. You know what I'm saying? Is that something that you could forgive the person for because you saw it versus if you just caught them on the phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, right, it's just like, you know, okay. What are you doing that? I mean, do you really end it because they cheated? Do you find out why they were cheating? Do you care? You know, it's just like, you have to, what's at stake? Have we been together for a year or 15 years? At 15 years, yeah, you probably get thrown out of window. A year?
That's a good point. That's a good point that you raised, because isn't it really the moment that we're really caught up in? Because at the end of the day, I mean, we know that our spouse or our loved ones, they weren't virgins before us. You know, they definitely aren't going to be virgins after us, you know. I mean, so, I mean, what is it really? Is it pride that makes us go bonkers? Is it the mistrust, you know, that makes us go bonkers? I mean, what is it really?
I think it might be the not knowing, though. I mean, because think about it. You know how, like, people will say, well, if I would have known, then I could have, you know, maybe this wouldn't have happened, or, you know, like how you were saying, like, about the communication thing, if you walked in and it was another woman. I mean, who said that? No, James, I think, said that. He was like, he walked in and he'd be like, well, maybe it's a communication problem. No, OD said that, excuse me. Yeah, there's a communication problem. You know, do you sit down and work it out after that? Or, you know what I'm saying, like, what do you, somebody make breakfast? I mean, like, how do you work that out? I don't know. I don't know.
Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, tonight's topic is, if you walked in or your loved one in the bed with someone else, what would you do? Moreover, what if it was the same sex type of interaction? Does love conquer all? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in on this conversation. Toya, if you walked in, what would you do?
I don't know. 9 times out of 10, I'd probably laugh because I laugh at everything as is.
Right.
But I wouldn't laugh if it was another man. That right there, that's a wrap. You're not going to lay in my bed with another man. You've got to go, both of you. And I might have to pick both of you all up out of here. That's
right.
Ridiculous. That's nasty.
Right.
I can't deal with that. I can't do that. I can't. Mm-mm. No conversation about anything. You just.
Wow.
Well, what makes you even respond in that manner with the what is going through your mind when you say that?
What's going through my mind?
Yeah. Like with the.
How dare you be married to me and lay with another man in my bed? It's bad enough it was another woman, but another man? Oh, you didn't have to be with me. Even if it was another woman, you didn't have to be with me. You could be with him or be with her. We could have avoided all of this. You don't have to be with me. You can just tell me. We can cut ties.
You know what's crazy, though, is the fact that even, like, I'll go back to using, B. Slade as a small example, but how almost seemingly he was forced to live a life that wasn't his own, right? So at what point could those people, those cheating people, come to you and say, to any of us really, and say, you know what, I've decided I want to be with another man or another woman, and we still be all right with it? Because wouldn't we still visualize them in the bed with those people? Oh,
no. I'd rather visualize it than see it. Like, if you're telling me you want to be with somebody, then you go ahead and you be with that person.
Right.
But I don't want to see that. I don't want you in my bed. First of all, it's not even so much that you're with another man or another woman. You're with another man or another woman in my bed. Don't do that.
All right.
And it's more about respect. Don't disrespect me and bring another person into my bed.
Right.
Yeah. And it is about respect. And it's about deceit. And it's about being trustworthy versus, you know, being a total liar, you know. I think either way, it's disrespectful. But I think when it is a same-sex situation, now we get into health issues. You know, we get into a whole bunch of issues that really we could have prevented. Folks, it is Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. It's 10:54. On the East Coast, 7:54 on the West Coast. And I don't know what the weather's like on the West Coast, but it's cold as hell out here on the East Coast. It's 35 degrees in Atlanta. It's 54 degrees here in Tampa. It's 42 degrees in Norfolk, VA. And it's like, brr, damn it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's cold down in Tampa. I thought it would, like, stay warm all year or some crap.
No, look, right now in Miami, it's 68 degrees in Miami.
Wow.
54 here in Tampa, you know. So, again, it's like I don't know what this cold front is that kind of landed on the East Coast. But we're bundled up here from the top to the bottom. If you walked in on your spouse in the bed with another person, male or female, what would you do? Jump on it. 917-889-3926.
It's tough.
Go ahead, James. This is a tough one.
I mean, as far as, like, what Didi was saying, I think, you know, I feel in a similar type of way. I mean, yeah, there's the one side of me that's like, okay, if it's another woman in there, I might take time to consider that this is, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime right here. But then the reality is all of a sudden you don't know where you stand in a relationship.
Right.
It's like unexpectedly, out of nowhere, you're doing it with somebody else in the place where we sleep. It's like, come on now. I mean, now from there, I mean, it is. It's a big question that's in the air as far as what am I really to do? And exactly, how am I really supposed to be able to trust you from here? You know, the next time you're going to let me know in advance? I mean, what do you do? You know? We can hypothesize all day, you know, as far as what we would do in the situation. But I think ultimately everybody would be hurt in some type of way. I don't care how they responded, you know, initially. Initially, they might walk away. They might be quiet. Hell, they might try to get in. But later on, you're going to look at that situation. If you really care about your relationship and think, wow, you know what I mean? Where do I stand in this whole thing?
Right.
That's a good point. In the second hour, we're going to take this conversation to the next level because what you just said, James, is the reality, right? We can sit and hypothesize all day, every day about what if, but the reality is you got to be in the situation. In the next hour, when you think about relationships, does love conquer all? Is it always about love in a relationship, or is it more about purpose? See, sometimes we come together in a union for purpose. And sometimes love has nothing to do with it, nothing at all. I think you should love your spouse specifically, but I'm here to say everybody that's married is not in love. Sometimes you come together in marriage for a purpose. In the second hour, we're taking this conversation to the next level. If you walked in on your spouse or loved one in the bed with somebody else, what would you do? We'll be right back.
Talk radio show.
Live. That's Drew Hill, Love MD. It's 11:02 in Atlanta. It's 1:02 in the PM out in Tokyo. 41 degrees in New York City. Glad I'm not there. Damn,
hey.
That's like burr.
He's so silly.
Yes. Hey.
Look, how about this? Okay, this is a conversation I was having off air. Okay, what's, okay, now let me ask you, since we're talking about okay, walking in on loved ones, which is worse, though, walking in on them receiving fellatio or them actually having intercourse?
Wow. Wow.
Okay, because my point of view was that, okay, with the fellatio, I feel like that's more of a selfish act. And that, even
it's
though, I mean, like, that's less emotions, really, I mean, in thought. But, and I think that it takes more action and more thought to actually have sex than it is to have oral sex.
Oh, damn it, Bill Clinton. Oh, damn it, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, exactly.
That's who we were talking about, and that was the
exactly.
funny thing. I was like, if he would have had sex with her, in the Oval Office, that would have been, I mean, think about it like this. Hillary and Bill are a power couple. You know what I'm saying? So, like, in my mind, I would think, like, that conversation would have went, like, what are you doing? I mean, I know you get it in, whatever, but, like, for real, in the White House, you couldn't go somewhere else?
Check it out.
I'm of the opinion. Hmm? I was of the opinion that if, you know, it didn't make any difference. I mean, as much as coverage as it got over him getting head in the Oval Office, if he would have had intercourse, same result. You know, how much worse could have it gotten? You know.
But how do we know Bill didn't knock her off in the Oval Office? See, we only know the one instance
right.
where they got caught. And let me tell you this. If they got caught, guess what? They had done it before. It hadn't gotten caught. Come on, you don't get caught the
right.
first time in most
absolutely
instances.
Right. What?
Huh?
Who's on the basketball court?
I'm like, who's in the hole in the closet? We can't hear that person in the hole in the closet.
I think if you can get pregnant the first time, you can get caught the first time.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that very distorted
okay,
comment.
Okay, possible. All right.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. I don't think there's a difference whether it is fellatio that you walked in on, or intercourse. I think it's all. You said it's selfish. I think
yeah.
it's all selfish.
Exactly.
If you're in a relationship. You know, if you claim to be with somebody, love somebody, you know, which is a great segue into the second hour. Folks, if you've just joined the show, it's Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. Thanks for riding with us this hump day. We're going hard tonight with this topic. What would you do if you walked in on your spouse or loved one in the bed with somebody else? Moreover, if it was a same-sex interaction, does love conquer all? I think when we think of relationships, we always go through love. But, you know, I'm going to ask, like, Toya. Toya's the only married person on the show tonight. And I'm going to ask your perspective first, Toya, just to kind of drive home a point. In a marriage, is it always about love?
No. I mean, I don't think it is. It depends on what you're talking about.
What? We're talking about marriage. Is it always about
I know
love?
We're talking about marriage, but what about it? Well, are we talking about someone cheating on you? Why you what are we talking about?
No.
Because love is not necessarily going to save a marriage if someone cheats on you. Just because I love you doesn't mean I'm foolish enough to stay with you if you cheat on me and get caught cheating.
Take the cheating part out. Walk with me. Step one. Is a marriage all about love? Take the cheating part out.
It depends on whose marriage you're talking about. it's not always about love. We've talked about that before. It's not always about love. It may be love for some people. It may be finances for others. It may be security. It may be just being comfortable being with that person. No, it's not always about love.
Thank you. Thank you. That was step one. Okay, so this is the deal. It's not.
Hold on, wait a minute. That's why I'm not slow.
Okay, I'm trying to make a point. Thank you.
It's not the fact that you
on a yellow bus. I'm not saying you ride a yellow bus. I'm trying to make a point. So, step one, it's not always about love, right? So if it's not always about love, at the end of the day, because my point is sometimes it's about purpose. Sometimes people come together for the purpose that they're meant to fulfill in the earth, and it's not always about love. I mean, because this is the deal. Some people are in relationships that, I mean, they've gone through a lot of things, but because they understand their purpose, you know, in the earth, some things can be overlooked. Some things can be forgiven. Toya, she says cheating is not something that she's going to forgive, just off the rip. But why is it that sometimes when infidelity takes place, why is it that we're so easy to walk away when at the end of the day it's not always about love? That's really the point that I'm trying to make.
You
I mean, sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes, you know, people are just flat out selfish. But why is it so hard for us to kind of, you know, move past the fact that somebody has slept with somebody else? I mean, in a same-sex deal, that's completely different because I think there's a lot of deceit there. I think that there's, again, some health implications that you can't deny there. But outside of, you know, the same-sex deal, in a situation where you've been cheated on or maybe you've cheated, it's not always about love. So what's the big deal? Why can't
you know
we forgive and move on to fulfill our purpose in the earth?
You know what? Because I think it depends on what you have put into that person already. Like, you know, it's like, okay, like, if you put all your trust into this person, if you feel like there was nothing in between you and that person and everything seemed to be in place, like it was supposed to be, for, you know, like for your relationship, and then to feel betrayed, like, okay, if we can always talk about something, everything, if we can talk about everything, then why couldn't we have talked about your interest in someone else or maybe some other issue that you may be having that you acted out, and that's the way you acted out. It, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, is it their realization or is it my own? And it's like, okay, are we mature? Are both of us mature enough to sit down and have that conversation? Is it worth it? Because is it purposeful? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, I would love to have a Bill and Hillary type thing. Not exactly. I'm not asking for their life, by no means. But what I mean is I would love to be in a power couple relationship. But then at the same time, I want to be able to love that person. But it's just like, okay, when the things that you're bestowing upon these people that, you know, that you have within yourself, if they betray that, then it's like, okay, well, what can I trust you with? Because I gave you my heart. I trusted you with my emotions. You disregarded those. So what else do I have to give you?
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can dig it. Folks, if you, again, just tune into the show. So tonight, the interesting conversation going on here. If you walked in on your neighbor, if you walked in on your loved one, or your spouse in the bed with somebody else, what would you do? Again, we are simply hypothesizing to James's point tonight, but I think it's a very real business. This is what I'm thinking, right? If what's the difference between doing it and you not knowing and doing it and getting caught?
I mean,
if I've been doing it and you didn't know, you know, does it? I mean, what you don't know can't hurt you.
Well,
has anyone been cheated on before? I mean,
I'm sure.
And been in a situation where you found out, and then all of a sudden all the questions start running to your mind, like, well, what was so different about what did they do and all of that? Now, did those questions actually start flowing out of your mouth in the situation and start asking them? Yeah, I mean, I've been in the situation, and no, I didn't start asking a whole lot of questions, but questions was coming to my mind that, you know, don't even normally occur, like, you know, and, it, and all of a sudden it brings insecurities in an individual, like, well, what, you know, what is it that I'm not able to do that this person is doing or any type of thing like that? But, you know, and all of a sudden it's like the person that you thought, you know, you were cool with and, you know, every, you know, y'all, you know, everything was on deck. Now all of a sudden it's like, exactly, at the end of the day, where exactly am I in this relationship? And do I still need to be here? And a lot of times, like we say, it, you know, depending upon the individual and whatever their situation is, because some people have what we know as a marriage of convenience, to where everything is based on necessity, and that this person is providing a way for me to be able to live and keep this lifestyle that I have. I don't even have to love them. I don't care if I hate this person. I'm going to cohabitate with them.
Right.
You know. And that's the, that's, you know, that, I mean, that's the option. It depends on what you're looking for. Are you in this relationship for love? Or are you in this relationship out of necessity?
Or just to say that you have, you can say that's my man, or just to say you're in a relationship, period.
Yeah, whatever is convenient for you, you know, are you, do you really, can't you get that from someone else ultimately? If all it is to say that I'm in a relationship and have, like, some trophy representative, you know, an escort to the party, you know, or is this person more to you than that? Is there, you know, is there a bond, a true bond that you have that you feel has been broken by this act, you know? That makes a difference.
Definitely makes a difference, folks. It's 1:13 in the p.m. out in Tokyo. Coming up next, we have our national and entertainment news out of Charlotte. This is Law featuring C. Rolla. Call What You Say? See him how to live.
I'm gonna leave that out in first. I'm gonna see you.
time, everyone. It is December 1st. Can you believe it? 2010. We almost
wow.
into 11 people. Good gracious. I'm not having any more children. I'm almost at 35. This is crazy. Okay, so look. On topic with the show tonight. Okay, you guys know Christy Martin, the female boxer, right? She was attacked by her husband yesterday. He shot and stabbed her because she was supposedly or allegedly she was leaving him for another woman who was supposed to have been like a longtime friend but whom she also had a romantic relationship with. So pretty much she said she had gone home after like being in a hotel all weekend or whatever, and then she ended up coming back to coming home and her husband shot her and stabbed her. And so she ran onto the street, and somebody took her to the hospital. So, but she is alive. She's doing fine. But
he didn't kill her. Wow.
Why? He didn't kill her, but they said he had been stalking her and spying on her, and had threatened to, you know, destroy her career. So, I mean, that's some strong emotion right there, you know. And that goes to show you that this stuff we're talking about is real life and right now. Yeah, real talk. But on to the next. Nicki Minaj, our new little sweetheart here, she was on the Regis and, Regis and Kelly show? And Mr. Regis tapped her on the butt after telling her he liked the way she dressed. Regis touched the booty, okay? And, it was funny because he asked her, what advice does Lil Wayne give to her? She says, Lil Wayne tells me to go hard. His response was, go hard. I wish I could. Now, I don't know about y'all, but this is sexual harassment in its finest. I really don't know. So I'm gonna keep you guys up on that. She tweeted about it, about, you know, I guess him being unprofessional, and that was kind of weird that he was, you know, tapping her on the behind. But he's getting older, people. He's like 80. I don't think he cares anymore. But anyway, right? Okay, so how about this? Have you guys heard of the Doja Cup? The Doja Cup is now in its fifth year, but it's a private event hosted by California's medical marijuana growers. And it's an annual event that's presented by a Dr. Inglewood, who owns an All-American Healing Dispensary in California. Now, Corrupt is going to be one of the judges this year. And pretty much what they do, the judges and attendees, they sample about 15 to 20 strands of medical marijuana, and the best three strands determine the champion. So I never heard of that before, and I was like so in awe. And like it's held in an undisclosed locations, you know, each time. So, but yeah, that kind of blew.
Were you in awe because you wanted to be a judge?
Yes, actually, yes, that is correct, sir. I would like to be a judge. If anyone's listening, I would like to be a judge of the Doja Cup for 2011. Okay, as long as you know, into you know, mess with any of my other no schedule conflicts, then I'm good. Okay, so yeah. Now, how about this? What was I going to tell you guys? Wait a minute, I lost my thought. Oh my gosh!
I'm sorry.
Hold on, look. Yes, you threw me the hell off. But look, how about this? Obesity, okay, at its finest. How about this? These two women were arrested for shoplifting. Okay, but guess where they hid the stuff? Just guess. I give you $9,000 right now. under their boobs and their stomachs and their underarms. What?
Wow. Wow.
Where did they do that at? In Oklahoma, baby. Oh, my God, this 28-year-old and 37-year-old women, they were arrested for shoplifting. Guess what? Look, they took four pair of boots, three pair of jeans, a wallet, and gloves.
Wow.
$2,600 worth of store merchandise. And literally, yes, they said they put them in their body parts. How the hell do you do that? I don't know. Okay, but look, last but not least, I thought this was really awesome. Rapper Ron Fest has announced a new literacy program aimed at enhancing local Chicago youth's ability to read. Pretty much the rapper is hosting a book drive and is asking fans and community members to donate old books laying around the house so that it can be put to use for those in need of further education. So I thought that was really, really awesome. So if anyone in the Chicago area or anywhere listening, you can mail your books or drop your books off at Kennedy King College. And the address for that is 6301 South Halsted Street, Building West 144, SGA office. That's, and then this is in Chicago, people. And then there's a spa that you can drop books off at on South State Street, and it's 5820 South State Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60621. And, yeah, I thought that was really awesome, though. But, like, last month, Ryan Fest, he teamed up with Lupe Fiasco to host the Vote to Eat Turkey Drive, which provided over 300 turkeys and cheesecakes to over 300 families on the west and south side of Chicago during Thanksgiving. So,
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And so I wanted to end on that good note right there. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It is CeeLo. It's our entertainment and national.
Every time.
Every time.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it, 'cause I seen you watching. So let's go, let's get it poppin'. Televised, great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, get that high all week. Let's catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad, broad backseat. That's me, feeling nothing nice, take a couple nights. Cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greet.
Hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You've gone, you've been in. 'Cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you want to be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
on.
Bad boy. Let's work.
and your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Hello, Good Morning by Dirty Money. Yeah. Now, TM, beep, beep, listen.
Beep, beep, beep.
Before the break, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
Hold on. I don't know.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Now,
before the break, we were doing your entertainment news, but before the entertainment news.
Crazy. Like, why do people stay, like, with their, like, like, the purpose of them being in the relationships and shit. Oh, stuff.
Right, and I know Terrence was saying that, you know, why is it so easy for people to just walk away, you know, when it's something that has to do with infidelity, you know, people cheating. But I don't think it's just about the cheating. I just think it's, at that point, there's a lack of trust. And if you don't have trust in a relationship, then how can you move on, go forward? How do you get past that?
Right.
And then, CeeLo, you mentioned, you know, why didn't we talk about it or communication? And how many times have we said on the show before, most relationships, there's no communication, no good communication. They're not friends. They can't talk about it. So how is that person supposed to tell you that they, you know, what they want in a relationship if they can't talk to you?
But you know what, too, though? And I've been told this, and I really did believe it, because I could understand. I had this person that cheated on me. He told me the reason why he didn't say anything was because he didn't want to lose me. Now, normally I would think that was bullshit. We didn't live in the same house, though, at this point in life. And it was just like we had no reason to be around each other. Like a lot of people, you know, they have family pressure to be together. And, like, you know, you have to stay married. Don't be single at a certain age. And you have children. Your children need a man around and all that crazy crap, which is, you know, it is true, but at the same time, that shouldn't be a reason for you to stay in a ridiculous relationship. I just totally lost my whole train of thought, and wow.
But it's like this. I mean, I could kind of get where you're going, because, I mean, sometimes when you're in a relationship, I know for men, and it's not just a man thing, it's women as well. Sometimes we try to piece together, you know, a person. We try to create a person to be what it is that we want them to be. And sometimes you don't have a good cook and a good sex partner and a compassionate sex partner, you know, and that partner that's going to cater to you. Sometimes that person is not all-encompassing. So sometimes you got somebody over here, somebody over there, somebody over there. I mean, and at the end of the day, shouldn't you kind of love that person unconditionally? When someone is unable to let you into their vulnerable place and unable to be totally transparent with you, it's a reason why. And it goes back to what you just said, Tony, communication. But it's a reason why I don't want to communicate with you. You could be a nagger. You could be somebody who doesn't listen. You know, or guess what? I don't want to lose you. I love who you are. But there's just some things that you don't do for me. I need dome. You don't like giving dome. So guess what? I love you. I love who you are, but I'm going to get some dome.
Right. From somebody who doesn't care.
You know what?
I like, right. I'm not going to say a damn thing. Okay, I'm done.
And guess what? It doesn't mean that I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't want to be with you. I just want to go get some dome because you're not giving it.
I'm going to punch you in your face.
It's
well, I hope that's some good dome then, Terrence.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to knock you out.
And guess what? I will say it is. But no.
You know
no,
what?
All I'm saying is that you can step out sometimes for reasons that your partner, your spouse may not understand.
And they have nothing to do with either.
But it doesn't mean that I don't love you. And guess what? You're right. And it had nothing to do with you. You may not have anything to do with why I stepped out. You just don't understand.
Right. Right. Mm. Totally right. And then you know what, though? But that's what a lot of people have to understand. Like the people who are being cheated on, they have to understand that it had nothing in the world to do with you at all. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, the person being cheated on, they could have made decisions that had nothing in the world to do with their loved one. You know what I'm saying? Like, their reaction to their mate cheating may not even have anything to do with the actual act. You just see what I'm saying? It could stem from, you know, betrayal or, hell, some people even get scared when their mate cheats on them, that their mate is gonna leave them. Think about those people who know their mate is cheating, and they hope like hell they don't leave because they really still want them around.
No doubt, folks. If you've just joined us, tonight's topic: if you walked in on your loved one or spouse in the bed with someone else, what would you do? Moreover, what if it was a same-sex type of interaction? Does love conquer all? That's our topic tonight. Coming up shortly, we have our health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life out of Chesapeake, VA. Weigh in, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Let's go to the phones. Area code 202, last four digits, 40830. I'm sorry, 4083. Tell us your name. What you calling for?
Hey, this is Coop calling from DC.
Coop,
what's going on, y'all? Yes, I think for us guys.
Right.
What's
that, Coop?
How you feel? How you feel about the conversation we got going on, Cooper?
This is a good conversation. I've been listening to it for a minute. I think for us guys, if we walk in and it's like it's our girl with another girl, it's different because, like, if you walk on your girl with a guy, you might want to get mad. But if you walk on your girl with another girl, it's like you probably just be stuck. Like you don't know what to do.
Mesmerized, right? Cool.
unless you go ahead and like this, we'll be like, well, hey, can I join in?
Wow.
That's the
right.
What if she said yes, but you just can't touch the other woman?
You have to do it.
And it's not. Like, get out of here.
What?
Like, you touching them, get out of here. We all going to be touching each other. Get out of here.
Nobody would go untouched. Okay.
But also, it also probably would depend. What about if you walking on your loved one and they getting banged out making sounds you ain't never heard them make?
I'd probably shot all the hell. Be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm writing freaking tips. Be like, can you do that one more time? Hey, show me how you did.
You hear them making some sounds you ain't never heard, you just turn around and walk out because you need to self-check your ego, get yourself your pride together.
Hey, look, put your phone out, start recording it, and then play it back later. What the hell? Where you learned that at?
but a real talk, that would be a serious like a serious blow to the heart.
Blow to your ego.
I know for me that would be a serious blow because one, I'm feeling like I'm no longer Daddy Longstroke. Number two, I'm feeling like, you know, I can't believe he all up in my stuff like this. And number three, I can't believe she enjoying it that much to where she making these off-the-wall sounds.
Right. You will. That's when you just want to go get some rubber bands and just pop everybody with a rubber band and stuff. Damn you. Yes,
popping
right now.
The problem was something a lot harder.
No, I'm trying to tell you. The rubber band.
Has anybody? Go ahead, Coop. I'm sorry.
Oh, I also heard y'all talking about the oral sex part. That would depend on who's giving and who's receiving. If it's your better half receiving, it might not be as painful, but if it's your better half that's giving,
wow,
that's where it makes a difference.
Did that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's more devastating about that reality? If it's your significant other that's giving it, guess what? And they told you the whole time that if they didn't do that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
and they going like a pro.
Right.
Yeah, now you're going to be real
like,
tight.
I know you from that video. That was you.
Oh,
that's the back
I wasn't
of your head, bitch. I know that's you.
I wasn't in House Party 3 where he was talking about. He talking about, I know her.
Jawbone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We call it a jawbone. Yes, okay. Hilarious.
Too funny. Hey, hang out for a minute with us, Coop. Folks, coming up next. If your significant other was given and she told your ass that she didn't get down like that, you feeling like a damn fool. Coming up next, health and wellness live from Chesapeake. We'll be right back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with what about? Oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. I got delivery. Smash box.
flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm Rose. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm Rose. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm Rose.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. My man OD, I'm rolling. Coming to you live from a secluded location in Norfolk, PA. Giving up a DD.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Tonight's Health and Wellness. Monday, I brought to you how to spend a stress-free or how to do your best to spend a stress-free holiday. Tonight, I want to address those of us or those of you that might be single and alone with no family in the area or just by yourself and wondering how you could spend this holiday season and not catch the flu. I have a couple ways or suggestions or things that you could do to help make this holiday season not one that you have to spend by yourself. First, you can miss your own family. Basically, you can find some other people who basically are in the same boat as you who are alone. Because we live in Norfolk, Virginia, it's a big military installation, excuse me, with a lot of colleges as well. You get a lot of people from out of town who don't have family. So you find somebody who's in that same boat as you and create your own holiday scar, create your own family, basically. And, bring some friends over, your coworkers, your friends, and you make your own family, make your own holiday tradition. You can help someone if you're not into, spending time with a whole bunch of people or creating your own family, and you just want to, spend that time being charitable. Find a good cause, something that you believe in, something, feeding the homeless or a clothing drive that you can participate in. And that way that'll take away that feeling of being alone. That way you have other people there that are making you feel part of the holiday season. Or you could be a person who just doesn't like the holiday season at all. There are people out here that they just don't like Christmas. They just don't like Thanksgiving. It's not so much they don't like being around people. They just don't like the holiday. And if that's the case, host a gathering that's anti-holiday. Have a space party on Christmas. You don't got to call it Christmas. Call it a space party. It's whatever you want. Whatever floats your boat. But if you don't like holidays, again, and that's okay, just have another type of gathering and call it whatever you want to. Again, you can spend it with a group. Things like your church group or a singles function at church or a support group for, people who are alone on the holidays. You can make the best of it there and, again, start a new tradition and create create a holiday with those people. You can spoil yourself. If you say, I don't want to be around anybody, I don't want to help anybody, it's just all about me, okay. That's okay, too. Spoil yourself for Christmas. There's no one else around to do it for you. You might as well do it for yourself. However, you don't want to go overboard, especially if your budget is tight. You want to go back, listen to our podcast, and find out how you can save and budget from Toya's finance segments to make sure you don't spoil yourself too much. Also, you can take a holiday shift. If you don't have anyone to spend the holiday season with and you know someone who wants to be with their family, reach out and say, I'll take your shift for you while you get a chance to go home. Or, you could just help out that way. That would be extremely nice for people I know, especially a lot of people that's working that's in college that can't get off of work. They're out for college, but they have to work. If you take one of their shifts or take a day for them, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate that and repay the favor. Or you could join another family for what we call a house hop.
You can just go around, you again, to your friends, coworkers, to their family functions and eat up their food. You know, get about three or four people on your list, playing every, about 2 hours out for each person, and just have a pop. You know, just spend time with each person on your list, and it's about 2 hours, and then you've joined four families, and you've spent your holiday with four different families. Look at there. Who would have known? So it's not about being alone. It's a state of mind, definitely. We all know that the holidays are just another day for some of us, but we do have the power to make it the day that we want it to be.
Dirty Money. You're tuned in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Now, Kloot mentioned something that was actually a good point a few minutes before we went to our music break, and that was, you know, what happens when you walk in on your partner and they are the one who is giving or sex to the other person? Like, how do you handle that opposed to them being the person that receives it?
I don't think it makes any difference.
I don't think it makes any difference either. You're still involved in the act. Like, it doesn't matter. You're still involved in the act. You're still cheating. You're still a liar. You're not trustworthy. So, like, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, at that point, I don't.
I think I would hit her while she was doing that to him.
You gonna Donkey Konger?
No, not
that's
a side hit. Like,
right on the top of the head.
Like, you don't even ball your fist up all the way. You just like partly, and you pop her in the jaw. Just giggle about.
I think the Donkey Kong will be better.
I think Donkey Kong will be better. You wouldn't be able to have any more children, I don't think.
But you know,
so I don't think you want me to Donkey Kong her. I think you want me to just pop her in her damn jaw, and then, you know what I'm saying, you have some cuts for a while. You ain't be able to do much. You're going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about Donkey Kong or that, the teeth might. Nah, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, nah.
Anybody try to go to jail behind her biting off your thing? Y'all ridiculous. You know that?
No, you're ridiculous.
But you know, but that's all that matters. Look, I'm trying to look the whole thing down. Look, we talked about this the other day too. Though we can't look at these people. People can't be your happiness, regardless. You have to be happy for yourself. You can't even let people take you off your square like that. In all seriousness, we shouldn't resort to violence because someone has hurt our feelings. That's a childish thing to do. That's acting out. You know, I mean,
it
like.
Is, but when your emotions take over, sometimes you can't help yourself.
You're absolutely right. But that's the whole thing: is that you have to take time out enough to learn yourself and learn how to deal with emotional conflict without resulting to violence. It's a painful process, and yes, I'm going through it, but yeah, you have to learn how to not use violence to answer your problems.
Yeah, and we got to be accountable. You know, we got to make better decisions. We got to be more disciplined as individuals. You know, at the end of the day, it's about mind over matter. You know, we got to be accountable for the decisions that we make, specifically when we could potentially impact our quote-unquote loved one or significant other. Folks, this has been an interesting conversation tonight, but this is World AIDS Day today, World AIDS Day. HIV is the start to AIDS, and I'm going to tell you something. HIV and AIDS is on the uprise, not just in America, but around the world, all right? Today is World AIDS Day. Let's at least, if we don't get anything else out of this conversation tonight, at least understand that it takes discipline, it takes unconditional love, but guess what? You got to make good decisions, all right? Control your emotions, establish, you know, better communication between your partner. If your partner's not getting it done the way you want to get it done, help them. Help them. Talk nice to them. Try to coerce them to do what it is that you need done, okay? And try to be honest about it. At the end of the day, I think we lack honesty and real communication in our relationships, and in turn, we lose control and lack discipline within ourselves. World AIDS Day, wrap it up. Protect yourself. Much love. Thanks for riding with us tonight, everybody. Last minute shout outs, comments from anybody.
This is CeeLo. I love you all. Yeah, everybody, peace and blessings. May the universe smile on you.
No doubt. Go ahead. Last minute shout outs, comments.
This is Coop. I want to say congratulations to Chuck Brown, the godfather of Go Go, for getting a Grammy nomination.
Chuck Brown, no doubt. Congrats, Chuck. Hey, Coop, thanks for riding with us tonight, brother. Last minute comments, go ahead.
Let everybody.
Go ahead, James. You got it.
Oh, shoot. Well, I was just gonna say, yeah, you know, thanks for giving me a chance, you know, to say a couple things out here on the show, and you know, hey, everybody, try to keep it together, you know, no matter what.
No doubt, James. You can come back anytime, brother. Go ahead, Toya.
I was just going to say, being as though it is AIDS Awareness Day, just keep in mind someone's affected, I believe, every 9.5 minutes. So if you don't know your status, you need to find out what your status is and get tested.
No doubt. Didi, you got it.
All right. I just wanted to say thank you all. We love you, everybody, and have a good night.
Didi, what the hell is that noise back there? You know what? Don't even worry about it. It sounds like a damn vibrator, but we ain't going there tonight.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.